This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. CDOT says it will fine the contractor in charge of building the new I-70 tunnel in Denver for allowing the interstate to flood earlier this month. The standing water stranded cars for hours and some motorists had to be rescued. In emails obtained by CPR, a CDOT staffer blamed Kiewit for not having pumps that were, quote, fully functional as required. A spokesperson says that fine is likely to be tens of thousands of dollars, but an investigation will determine the exact amount. Coloradans are all over the map when it comes to getting COVID-19 vaccines. 90% of the older population, those over 65, have now gotten two doses, but younger Coloradans and Hispanics lag behind. There's a push to improve the numbers. A vaccine tent at the recent Global Fest in Aurora drew in Jordan Jefferson, who got a shot there.
Got to get out in the public more, do more of these kind of events where it's free and they feel comfortable and it's a lot of people around.
Just 40% of those 12 to 17 have gotten the first two doses plus at least one booster. The last two falls, Colorado has seen surges of COVID causing more illness and deaths. Voters hoping to unseat State Senator Kevin Priola will need more than 18,000 valid signatures to force a recall election. Priola announced last week that he's become a Democrat after being elected multiple times as a Republican. Redistricting drew Priola into a more conservative-leaning seat, and the state has ruled that recall signatures must come from inside the district's current boundaries. His opponents will have 60 days to circulate their petitions. Right now in Denver, it's 89 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.